Afghanistan, 28th of July. A NATO helicopter went down in Mazana district of Zabul province. No injuries reported in the crash. No word from NATO on whether or not it was shot down, as usual. Afghanistan, 31st of July. French forces have withdrawn from Serobi, east of Kabul, and have handed control of Kapisa province over to local NATO puppet rulers. France is pulling out of Afghanistan on an accelerated schedule after elections brought a new anti-war government to power. Unlike U.S. President Barack Obama, French President Francois Hollande is partially delivering on his anti-war promises. Afghanistan, 1st of August. Four anti-government fighters were killed by a NATO airstrike, allegedly while planting mines on a water province road. One more fighter escaped with wounds. Afghanistan, 1st of August. Another four fighters were killed, again for allegedly planting mines in a road, by police in Gorak district of Kandahar province. Afghanistan, 31st of July. At least two suspected militants were killed while allegedly planting roadside bombs at Dasht-e-Arki district in northern Kunduz province on Monday night. Two more fighters were wounded. Roadside bombs and mines are the insurgency's most powerful weapon against U.S. and NATO forces, just like they were in Iraq. Speaking of Iraq, Baghdad, 31st of July. Two car bombs killed at least 19 people. One detonated in a public square, the other at a busy intersection. Last week, over 100 people were killed in a coordinated wave of sectarian attacks, and July was the bloodiest month in Iraq since U.S. troops were driven out. Mr. Barack Obama, Iraq is no role model for Afghanistan. What is happening there today is a result of 8 years of U.S. occupation. Afghanistan is and will be no different. There is nothing U.S. troops can do except make it worse. Bring all the troops home today, not 2 years after the election in 2014.